William Tell, Swiss legendary hero who symbolised the struggle for political and individual freedom. The historical existence of Tell is disputed. According to popular legend, he was a peasant from Burglen in the canton of Uri in the 13th and early 14th centuries, who defied Austrian authority, was forced to shoot an apple from his son's head, was arrested for threatening the governor's life, saved the same governor's life en route to prison, escaped, and ultimately killed the governor in an ambush. These events supposedly helped spur the people to rise up against Austrian rule. The classic form of the legend appears in the Chronicum Helveticum 1734-36 by Gilg Chudi, which gives November 1307 as the date of Tell's deeds and New Year 1308 as the date of Switzerland's liberation. There is no evidence, however, for the existence of Tell. But the story of the marksman's test is widely distributed in folklore. In the early Romantic era of nationalist revolutions, the Tell legend attained worldwide renown through the stirring play Wilhelm Tell, 1804, by the German dramatist Friedrich von Schiller. The story. Hard times. At the end of the 13th century, the sheriffs of Habsburg tyrannized and subdued the people who lived in the area that we today call Switzerland. The most cruel of them all was Gessler, who used extremely humiliating methods with peacock feathers. At one time he had placed his hat, decorated with peacock feathers, on a pole at the marketplace of Altdorf and announced that every man who passed the marketplace should fall down on his knees as a sign of appreciation and reverence. The hero. One day William Tell, a hunter from the nearby valley of Schessen, passed the marketplace with his son Walter without paying attention to the hat. Gessler had him arrested immediately and told him that his only chance to stay alive was if he could hit the apple that Gessler had placed on the head of his son Walter with a crossbow. Tell's arrow hit the apple, and when Gessler saw that Tell had brought a second arrow, he asked why. Tell replied that it was intended for Gessler if he had hit his son instead of the apple. Gessler was furious, had Tell dragged onto his boat, which was ready for departure to his castle in Kusnacht at the northwestern shores of Lake Lucerne. Suddenly there was a raging storm and the boat was close to keeling over. Gessler got scared to death and decided to release Tell from his fetters, hoping that he could save them all with his strong arms. Tell steered in towards land and some rock that he knew near Sisikon. He escaped in one single bound. The boat sailed off, and Tell knew that he was lost. Therefore he hurried to Kusnacht, where he hid in a bush near the gorge that led to Gessler's castle. When Gessler arrived, Tell hit him with an arrow straight through his heart. The legend. Since that day, Tell's heroic deed has been regarded as the beginning of the struggle for liberty, which finally resulted in the Confederation of Helvetica, which we today call Switzerland, land of the Schweizers. Schweiz was one of the three original cantons that swore the oath and formed the Confederation in 1291 on the Rütli. The other original cantons were Uri and Unterwalden.